back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman. We are broadcasting today from remote, but we're going to be in the remote transition period here. We're going to go all the way over to Grand Rapids and spend a little time with John Impel. He is the executive director at Amplify GR. And John, welcome to the show. Great to have you. Tell us a little bit about what Amplify GR is, and then we'll get into Hub 07.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for having me this morning. Well, yeah, Amplify GR is an organization based in Southeast Grand Rapids. And really, our purpose is to widen pathways so that more neighbors can benefit and participate in neighborhood growth. And so the way that we do that is really through cultivating partnerships with a variety of different organizations throughout the community, but more importantly, with residents to really co-design solutions for their neighborhoods. And so what that looks like often is focused on improving community wellness, improving quality affordable housing, improving economic opportunities, and then looking at ways that we can support improved educational outcomes. And so really, we believe that through all these things, they benefit each other. Housing, economic opportunity, wellness, they're all interconnected. And that's the work that we do.
I would guess that the base of this is like, we'll all get along better if we know each other and understand each other.
Yeah, great perspective. And you know, I think, you know, underlying all this is kind of the social fabrics of the ways that our neighborhoods are structured. And so regardless of where you live, our neighbors are our ecosystems. And so as you think about how an ecosystem requires constant investments and nutrients, right, for it to thrive, we think of it in the same way as the neighborhoods that we serve. And so really, how do we support greater social cohesion and relationship building within communities? Because ultimately, we believe that that's how we remain connected and can help each other in the advancements of our individual life pursuits. But also it's about having fun, right? The more that we can come together, the more access to other opportunities that we'll have as well.
You know, I'm going to guess police comes into play here, possibly even fire in some of the city officials.
Yeah, I think the work that Amplify does certainly is a public-private partnership. And so we are ultimately about catalyzing economic and inclusive growth in the neighborhoods that we serve. And so we certainly are centering that work on the neighborhoods that we serve, the neighbors that we serve, right? This is not for, you know, trying to get mass amounts of new people in it. It's really to help support and advance the lives of the folks that live here, as really the thought, right? As the water rises, it lifts all boats. And so we rely, you know, significantly on some of our city officials and partners with those folks as well. And so it takes everybody. And I think as we think about just the successes that Grand Rapids has had, you know, we really want to make sure that those successes are enjoyed by everybody, and including some of the neighborhoods that have been a little bit further behind in the past. And that's the work that we're focused on.
Well, you're doing well. Tell us about Hub 07.
Yes. So in the beautiful and amazing neighborhood of Boston Square, we have commenced on a decades-long project called Boston Square Together. Over 500 residents have been involved in this co-design process that ultimately will have mixed-income housing, it will have a park, it will have a food hall, really centering on many of the assets that neighbors have been asking for. So Hub 07 is the anchor of this 12-acre redevelopment effort that really is going to have a multitude of assets that the community has been looking for. And so what that will look like, it will have an early learning center. It will have the first health clinic in 49507 by Corwell. It will have after-school programming. And it's all wrapped around in a wonderful bow that we really believe that this is going to be the neighborhood's front porch and living room. So that's really how we're describing and imagining this space. It's really a place where neighbors can walk into the front door and be exposed to all the things, again, that we've talked about that can help advance community health and well-being.
Well, listen, what you're doing is wonderful, but it takes a little money to run it, right? So how are you financed?
We've taken all of the above approach. And so this is a $26 million fundraising campaign that we've been working on for the last 3 years. And it's been a variety of, it's been philanthropy, it's been just tremendous support from our county, from our city, and most recently through the community center grant by the state of Michigan. And also looking at federal programs like the New Market Tax Credit Program. And so we have a capital stack that has a lot of pancakes loading up. And so that's the way that we've worked on this.
You know, it takes a real special person to throw money into an organization like this, and with the insight to know that it's important, as you said, for all boats to rise.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Tell me a little bit about how you connect to the national, and we've got about 45 seconds left.
Yes. So kind of our national connections is Amplify GR is part of purpose-built communities. And so there's 28 like-minded organizations that are focusing on these same things, right? Of really how do we improve educational outcomes, health outcomes, and upward economic mobility. And so we have a lot of great organizations all throughout the United States that are focusing on just those tremendous efforts that we're doing here in Boston Square.
Well, and you really are. We appreciate the work. We appreciate you coming on and sharing it with us. John Ipple is the Executive Director at Amplify GR. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you.
You're listening
to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.